بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today inshallah we'll continue with classes related to the topic of optimism, and the title of the class today is Know Your Inner Self. Today, inshallah, we will try to focus on our goals, hopes, and our ways of life. We need to answer some questions. Answering these questions is similar to looking at the mirror. But the difference is that when you look at the mirror, you can see your outside picture. But answering this question will help you to know your inner self. That is to say, your inside, your real feeling, your ideas, your thoughts, your plans, and your goals. All these are related to your reality, and the question is, are you satisfied with your life or not? Now we will have some questions related to the fact, are you satisfied with your life or not? And we will learn, inshallah, about the goals in life, the most important goal, how to reach that goal, so that, inshallah, we will be all the time optimistic, believing that we are on the right track. Allah will start the questionnaire related to are you satisfied with your life. Please answer the following questions. The first question is, are you unhappy regarding your relation with Allah and why? I will read the question twice so that, you know, whoever is listening to the class can focus on the question, are you unhappy regarding your relation with Allah and why? The second question is, do you wish to have a new start for your life? Why? The second question, do you wish to have a new start for your life? Why? Every question I have why, so that we can understand the topic in more details. The third question, do you feel that most of the people around you are selfish? And why they all mostly become selfish? So the question again is, do you feel that most of the people around you are selfish, and why they choose to be selfish? The next question is number four. Do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and in everything? How frequent? Why? Do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? How frequent and why? The fifth question is, do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Question number six, are worry and fear are the feelings which you always have? Are worry and fear are the feelings which you always have? Question number seven, do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reason? And how often? Do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reason? And how often? Question number eight. Are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? Are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? This is question number eight. Question number nine. Do you regret marrying your spouse and why? Do you regret marrying your spouse and why? So actually, sisters, let us discuss the answers of these questions so that inshallah I will tell you about the answers. All the nine questions again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we hold the questions, the nine questions regarding satisfaction with our life. Number one, are you unhappy regarding your relation with Allah and why? The second question is, Do you wish to have a new start in your life? And one question is, do you feel that the people around you are mostly selfish? Do you feel that the people around you are mostly selfish? And why they choose to be selfish? Okay. Question number 4. Do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? How frequent and why? Do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? How frequent and why?
Suffer
attacks of loss of interest or lack of interest in everyone and everything. How frequent and why? The next question is, do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Question number 5, do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Question number 6, are worry and fear are the feelings which you always have? Worry and fear are the feelings which you always have? Question number 7. Do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reason? Question number 7. Do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reason? When and how often? Question number 8. Are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? Are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? And the 9th question is, do you regret marrying your spouse? Number 9, do you regret marrying your spouse? And why? Okay, so now let us have some of the answers regarding the sisters without knowing their names, so that we will be aware how the sisters are thinking and are they satisfied or not with their life. And I will tell you, you know, about how we can evaluate these questions. How many years do you have?
I have 2 years.
How many?
2 years.
Okay, very good. And how many years do you have?
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I want you to tell many yes and what are the questions you say. We'll move with everything.
I have 2 yeses on question 5, which was, are you reluctant to make decisions? Okay. Yes, I am. Okay. And the other one was number 7. The question was about, do I have a lack of energy? Was that it?
You suffer a lack of energy.
A lack of energy, yes. Okay. And then I had a couple which I was like kind of. The first one was about your relationship with Allah.
Okay.
I didn't put yes completely because I'm happy, but I definitely think it can be improved and better.
Okay.
And one more, and number 3, I was kind of yes and no about the people around you being selfish.
Okay.
I think there's people around me who are very unselfish, but there's definitely people in this world who I've seen are very selfish.
So what is more common in your life? What is
In my life, the people I surround myself with, my family, are not selfish. But I definitely know people who are selfish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I agree with you. So how many yeses? I will not say the name. How many yeses do you have?
I have 2 yeses.
Only
2
MashaAllah. Okay, what are your yeses?
My yeses are that I think people are selfish and I have a lack of energy for no reason.
Yeah, so frequently. Again, lack of energy.
Yeah.
Like...
definitely.
Okay, this is the one, and selfish. Okay, so what about you, sister?
I have 1 yes, and it's number 2, and that's probably... that's the question, would you...
wish to have a new start? In
would you
life?
Wish to have a new
this
start?
Is
this is my only one.
This is your only one.
Yes.
MashaAllah. So let me discuss with you this, since you have only one. How many yes do you have?
I have a lot of yes.
Yes, okay. How many yes do you have?
No yes.
No yes? All no yes. MashaAllah. So let me have the record. Now we have
One sister, she doesn't have any yes. This is a very special case. I will ask her for the details of her answer. And we have another sister whom she has two yes. Okay. We will let us discuss with every sister. But I would like, me personally, I have a lot of yes. Okay, unfortunately. So actually, it is a very surprising result for me to have no yes or very little yes. This is for me very surprising to tell you that. But alhamdulillah, for the worldly life, for our lives, this is very good that most of the people are satisfied with their lives. But I was not expecting this, and I am not from this kind of people. But go ahead, Aida. Can you answer for me every question and tell me why you say yes?
I'm not satisfied with Allah. I'm happy with. I'm contented with my relationship with Allah. I always like to improve it, but I'm, as of now, I'm contented. I'm happy with my relationship with Allah.
Okay. Question number two. You don't wish to have a new start?
No, I don't want to wish to have a new start. I want to on process of continuous process improvement. But I'm not wishing a new start.
Alhamdulillah. Next question. Do you feel that the people are selfish?
I don't think the people are selfish. I think the way we approach them, what they're going through. I mean, I go sometimes and I wonder if myself I'm selfish with my decisions. So, I mean, it could be that myself, depending on the situation that I'm in, sometimes I feel myself selfish and I feel some people selfish. I think the way, the circumstances, how we approach them, how they approach us.
But you don't feel sometimes that generally, most of the people are selfish?
I don't think they're selfish. They're just, there's so much consumed in the worldly life. So they're just thinking worldly. They're not thinking of the life after. So like, if your goal is the life after, they're caught up with their families, with their achievement, with all this. So they forget about the life after. That's why they sound selfish. But I think once they realize that the goal is not this world, they won't be selfish.
But I want to, let me focus on this question, because you know what is the meaning of selfish? Meaning of selfish is not only to focus on the worldly life, is to focus on your own benefits and not to look around to have the feelings of the other, to help the others, to care for the others, to cooperate with the others. So do you feel that most of the people are cooperating, taking care of each other, having the feelings of others, sacrificing for the rest of the people? This is the meaning of selfish.
Yeah.
You feel that most of the people are like this?
The people I deal with, most of them
the
are
work,
not selfish.
In the work and in every and at work, family.
No, yeah, at work, I mean, it's so impersonal that, you know, we don't go into what's selfish. Everyone is working for, of course, for their own achievement. But, I mean, I don't feel people are selfish.
This is excellent. So, who else
sounds
is feeling
like you have a good heart?
Who is feeling that the people are not selfish? What about you?
I feel like, I would say, I agree with you. People are not really looking to, like, I think people, if they are selfish, they're just afraid. They're just afraid to lose. They're just afraid to go through a tough time. If they're stingy or selfish, they're just afraid to lack.
Okay.
And if they've been in a position where they were poor, for example, and they weren't able to have anything, and they able to achieve something, they want to hold it so tight to the point where they can't give or things like that. So it's all about the experiences and things they've gone through. But I see them as just, it's just a fear, or it's just something behind it that is stopping them from being able to share. So
this means that most of the people, the question is, generally, the people around you are taking care of each other, cooperating with each other. When you are not around, everyone will call you, will check about you, is ready to come to take care of you. Most of the people,
they try.
Inshallah. So maybe I am living another life. What about you, please?
I think a lot of people are selfish. I don't know. Maybe I expect a lot from people. I don't know.
No, to tell you the truth.
They have good hearts, I think.
Lower your expectations.
What about you, sister? Without mentioning that people are selfish or not.
I feel like both.
Both.
Yeah.
I will have your answer before the rest of this. So how many years do you have?
Well, I have a lot.
You have a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay, what is number one is yes?
Yes.
Number 2, yes?
I think I should have good relation, more like better relation with Allah.
What about the new start?
Yeah.
You need a new start. You know, what about number 3? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Do you feel that people are selfish? Okay, yes and no. Do you suffer attacks of loss of or lack of interest in everyone and everything?
No.
No. Okay. Do you feel reluctant to take a decision?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Worry and fear? Do you have worry and fear most of the time?
No.
No, alhamdulillah. Do you suffer attacks of lack of energy?
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes. Are you unhappy because always your goals are very difficult to attain?
No.
No. So where are the yeses you have?
Most of the things.
Maybe the next question. Do you regret marrying your spouse?
This is also sometimes.
Sisters, regarding these questions, it is written that if you have yes for more than 6, you need to revise your goals in life. Okay, I will check with you now about your goals in life, but to tell you the truth, sisters, you know, I don't know about your feelings, but for me, actually, I have attacks of lack of energy for no reasons. I suffer attacks of lack of interest in everyone and everything, on and off. Okay? And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I always wish to have a new start every day. I wish to have
really?
A new start, yes.
Why?
This is me. Because you need to have something good new in your life. You know, let us, you know, have something new. You know, a new start, this means that, you know, something new will come to my life. And the
you don't mean like start over. I thought you meant like start from scratch.
No,
like,
not
wipe
start
the slate
from, but something like, new will come to my life, you know. I will change
it,
the direction. Something new will come, you know.
Oh, no, this I know. Everyone needs
a new start. This was, you know. Regarding the relation with Allah, unfortunately, sisters, it is very difficult to feel fully satisfied.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
satisfied.
We must always feel that there is still a space, you know, to have with Allah the Almighty all the time. Until this, you must always feel that I'm still in the best shape. I need to improve myself. Maybe I use the word unhappy, you know, which is not the proper way, but all the time regarding your relation with Allah the Almighty, you must always feel that I am behind with Allah all the time, you know. Five. Alhamdulillah. At least now I am sure that all the sisters whom they are attending my class are satisfied with their lives. Alhamdulillah. So let us now choose the 3 most important goals in life. I will mention to you 11 goals, and I want you to choose the 3 most important for you and to, you know, to arrange them according to the priority. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number 1. To have love from all around. Love from all around. Number 2, to live in the best place in the world. To live in the best place in the world. Number 3, to keep your beauty until old age. To keep your beauty to keep your beauty until the old age. Okay. Number 4, traveling all over the world. Traveling all over the world. Number 5, big bank account. Big bank account. Okay. Number 6, to have a happy marriage. To have a happy marriage. Number 7, to have a good health until old age. To have a good health until the old age. Number 8, to have big number of friends. Big number of friends. Number 9, to be guided. To have guidance from Allah. This is number 9, to be guided. Number 10, your kids become the best in their career. Your kids become the best in their career. And number 11, to have mental peace. Number 11, to have mental peace. I will repeat them again to you, sisters. Number 1, the love from all the friends. Number 2, to live in the best place in the world. Number 3, to keep your beauty until the old age. Number 4, traveling all over the world. 5, big bank account. 6, to have a happy marriage. 7, to have a good health. 8, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Big number of friends. 8, big number of friends. 9, to be guided. 10, your kids become the best in their career, and 11, to have a mental peace. Let us check with the sisters. 1, 2, 3. Let us start.
Which was 2?
3.
3, okay. The first thing I'd like is to be guided.
Okay.
The second one is mental peace.
Okay.
And the third one is to travel all over the world.
To travel all over the world. Okay, good job. Go ahead, sister.
Can I skip myself?
Okay,
give
you. Okay,
she's
what about you?
I'll say 7, good health.
Good health is the first one.
Yes. Okay. And then 9 is to be guided.
This is 2 for you.
I just picked.
Blank. No, I want you to tell me what is the most important.
I want to be guided.
Okay.
And then I want.
The good health.
I want mental peace and I want good health.
Mental peace and good health. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me too, exactly the same.
I had 1, to be guided, 2, mental peace, and 3, happy marriage.
Okay. What about you, sister? That was mentioned, what about you?
The first one is to be guided.
Okay.
Second one, have mental peace.
Okay.
And third one, to have good health.
Okay. So, alhamdulillah, all praise to all of you choose all of you choose to be guided. 1, mental peace. 2, and to have a good health or a happy marriage. 3 and 4, and inshallah, Rahman Rahim, and one of the sisters to travel all over the world, and one of the sisters to have happy marriage. The most important, actually, regarding this questionnaire, the second one is to have guidance as your goal, the most important in this life. Okay, and actually this will be the topic of our class today. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And before mentioning about guidance, there will be a question. What is the best reference for answering these questions regarding our goals in life? When someone will give you this question and he will tell you, do you want a reference? Okay, for you to choose what is the best answer, okay, or what is the correct answer. So what is supposed to be the best reference for asking regarding our goals in life? The best reference, sisters, is the Holy Quran. When I want to know about my goals in this life, my reference must be the Holy Quran. Why? Because the Holy Quran is the words of the Creator of this life, the All-Knower, the Most Wise, Allah the Almighty. So His knowledge regarding the goals in this life are the knowledge which I am supposed to follow. Okay, the Creator, the All-Knower, the Most Wise. So if I want to have a reference regarding how to choose my goals in the worldly life, my reference is the Holy Quran. Let us learn 2 facts about the Holy Quran, inshallah, which are very important for every one of us as believers in Allah and as Muslims, whom we must all the time have the Quran as our reference for every action and for everything in our worldly life. We must know, sisters, that the Quran is the source of the truth. Nowadays, most of the people are confused. Nobody can say this is the real truth. Most of the people are having different points of view regarding the truth. So if I want to know the truth, my reference will be the words of Allah. So regarding the Quran, it is very important for me. It is my reference for me in my life. Why? Because it is the source of the truth, as it is the words of Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who creates the heavens and earth, and the one who has the truth, Allah the Almighty. This is regarding the Holy Quran. This is why the Holy Quran, sisters, must be very important to every one of us, and we must have a relation with the Holy Quran. We cannot live our life, you know, very busy with everything, and the Holy Quran is away. Okay, I just know the Holy Quran, or I come to be close to the Quran when I learn some of the verses to recite them while I am praying. That's it. Okay, but I am very busy, I am studying, I am working, I am taking care of my kids, so I don't have time to learn about the Holy Quran or to have the guidance and the cure of the Holy Quran. Okay, so We are having the Quran as a reference regarding our hopes and goals because it is the source of the truth and it is the source of the guidance and it is the source of the mercy and it is the source of the mental peace. I will give you now these verses of the Quran, sister, regarding the Quran is the source of guidance. So that when someone will have a different point of view regarding any truth in this life, when you have a question, I am guided or not, I am confused, I am on the right track, or I am away from everything which is right in this worldly life, I must check my manners and values with the Holy Quran. So let us now recite about the reality that the Quran is the source of guidance. And we will recite now from Surah number 17, verse number 9. Again and again, sister, this is the introduction for these classes which are related to how to have your belief in Allah very strong, inshallah, how to have the benefit, what is the meaning of the word worship of Allah, which can give you a lot of reward all the day, all your day will be equal to good deeds when you will realize what is the meaning of the statement worship of Allah. And then inshallah we will learn about trust in Allah, so that the Holy Quran, the belief in Allah, becoming close to Allah will be always a source of optimism in your life, inshallah. So at the beginning, I always actually like to focus on the introduction. What we are learning, why we are learning. At the beginning, you must always have the full confidence that the Holy Quran is the book of guidance. The Holy Quran is the source of mercy. The Holy Quran is the source of mental peace. This is very important facts which must be clear to your mind, and you must all the time try to get the benefit of this fact. So we will recite now from Surah number 17, Surah Al-Isra, verse number 9. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 17, verse number 9. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. Okay, we move this
Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is most suitable and gives good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a great reward.
So actually, sisters, when you recite this verse of the Holy Quran, what will be your feeling? Okay, Allah is clarifying that indeed, this is number one. Allah is saying indeed, so this is a fact. Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is most suitable. Okay, and give the glad tiding to the believer who do the righteous deeds. So if I am a believer doing the righteous deeds and I am upset today, I have a problem, I am not happy, I have, you know, a confrontation or whatever, I am not in the best shape, then I recite this verse of the Quran. Allah is sending for me in this verse of the Quran a glad tiding. So I must say to myself, Mona, forget about all these problems. Allah the Almighty is sending for you glad tidings that so long you are doing the righteous deeds, He will give you a great reward. So forget about, you know, the problems of the worldly life. They are nothing, and be always optimistic because Allah is sending for you glad tidings, because inshallah you are doing great deeds and the great reward is waiting for you. So be happy, forget about sadness, have a good, have better feelings. Okay, so this is how the Quran, inshallah, we will learn more. This is here we learn that the Quran is the source of guidance because it guides to what is most suitable. But we will learn again that the Quran is the source of mercy from the same surah, surah number 17, verse number 82. I want you, sister, to be convinced that whenever you will recite the Quran, you will be, inshallah, in a better shape psychologically, and you can have the mental peace, and you can feel the mercy of Allah, and you can feel optimistic. verse number 82. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
So actually, sister, so long, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah that we are, inshallah, all believers. So all the time, when I am in need of healing, or when I am in need of mercy, all praise to Allah. I have the source in my life, it is the Holy Quran. So whenever I feel upset, not happy, alone, confused, okay, I will all the time remember the Holy Quran, and I will all the time start recitation of the Holy Quran with the intention that, oh Allah, I am in need of healing, I am in need of mercy, and inshallah Allah will shower you with this healing. So at the beginning, alhamdulillah, we must all the time have this belief that the Holy Quran is the source of guidance, it is the source of the truth, it is the source of mercy, and it is the source of healing and cure. And also, sisters, the Holy Quran is a source of mercy because it saves you from the doubt, worry, and confusion. When someone will come and tell you, if you are not in a good shape, you can drink some whiskey. No problem. You know, your mood will be good. Yes, what is the problem of drinking some whiskey every night? Yes. So, alhamdulillah, if you are a believer and you know the Holy Quran, you say, no, this is wrong. Okay? So that person will tell you why. Why it is wrong to drink whiskey? Okay? When you are not happy. Okay? You will tell her, because the one who creates me, who knows what makes me happy, what gives me happiness, what gives me healing, he said in his book that, you know, wine or whiskey is prohibited. So long he knows, because he is the creator, okay, I will never. Okay, so that person will ask you, why you are so convinced? I am so convinced because these are the words of the creator. This is the command of the creator. This is the advice of Allah. I have two ways in my life, to follow the advice of Allah or to follow the advice of the shaitan. This is our worldly life. Inshallah, from next year, may Allah give us the life and the time and energy. We'll have the battle between man and shaitan. It is a very long battle. It is a very complicated one. Every one of us must be aware of it, so that, you know, the right path will be clear for you. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I am all the time connected to the Holy Quran, okay, I will be saved from the doubt, worry, and confusion. Okay, because most of the human beings are confused. Okay, and for me, I consider more than 95% of the human beings, and the Muslims are with them. 95% also of the Muslims and of the other people, they are totally confused. And I will prove to you today, inshallah, why most of the human beings are confused. Inshallah. So now, let us return again to our goals in life, and we choose, all of us, that the most important goal in this life is guidance. Okay? What is the meaning of guidance? Guidance means, if I have guidance as my goal, this means that I must know the goal of my creation. If I am looking for guidance, okay? When you come and tell me, Sister Mona, teach us about guidance, I tell you, number one, to be a guided human being, you must answer a question. Why you are created? Why Allah created human being? Why we are created in this life? What is the goal of our existence? Okay? So, if I know that the answer of this question, all praise to Allah, I am guided. But as most of the people, when you ask them why you are created, okay, why you are created?
Why am I created? Allah Mia wanted to test me on this earth.
Okay, right. Good. You don't know.
To worship Allah.
Yes, why you are created? To worship Allah. Yes, this is the reality. You see, sisters, we are created to worship Allah. But we must know what is the meaning of worshipping of Allah. Okay, I will ask the sisters again, but again, to be guided is to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to succeed, to live your life, to fulfill the goal of your creation. If I know the goal of my creation, and I am a guided human being, so I will live all my life to fulfill the goal of my creation. Okay, if I fulfill the goal of my creation, this means that I succeeded in the test of the worldly life, and I deserve the reward, which is the paradise. This is the importance of our goals in our worldly life. And again, sisters, we must believe that after this life, there is hellfire eternal, and there is paradise eternal. This is part of the belief in Islam. If you don't believe from the depths of your heart that there is paradise and there is hellfire, and they are eternal, sister, this means that you have a problem regarding your belief. And unfortunately, most of the human beings are confused regarding this fact. Because if I believe from the depths of my heart, in sincerity, that there is another life which can be an eternal hell or an eternal paradise, I will obey all the commands of Allah, and I will be very thankful to Allah that He commanded me and He guided me to the right path. Because the problem is not this worldly life. The problem is the eternal life, which I believe in that it will come one day. So long there is another life, and it is eternal, and it is actually either hell, which is the punishment which none can believe, or it is the paradise, which is all the good which none can believe. Okay, so if I am a person who can reflect, I will be all the time concerned about that life. How can I escape the hellfire? This is one of my goals. How can I have paradise as an eternal life? This is my goal. How can I have these two goals when I am guided in the worldly life? When I fulfill the goal of my existence. If I fulfill that goal, I will be rewarded. And my reward will be the paradise. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So I want to fulfill that goal. Okay? And I want to be guided. This is the importance of guidance, sisters. Is that you will save your worldly life. And you will save your eternal life through by being guided to the right path. So the question is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what is the proof that the goal of creation is to worship Allah, and what is the meaning of worship of Allah? Okay, so to know about the goal of our creation is to worship Allah, this is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 51, verse number 56. And this is very important verse of the Quran, which every believer must know. You know, must know that verse of the Quran. When someone will ask me, why you are here? What are you doing in this worldly life? You are just eating, drinking, going to Hawaii? Or what? Yes, or you just want to marry and to have kids. You want to have a mansion. You want to have Rolls Royce. What do you want? Why you are staying in this worldly life? So I must answer that Allah said, the one who creates me, He gave me the answer in Surah number 51, verse number 56. It is three words. Okay, let us recite this verse of the Quran, sisters. Surah number 51. Verse number 56, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 51, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah al-Zariyat, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 56, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I didn't create the jinn and mankind except to. This is the only goal. Okay, the goal of creation of the jinn, not only the mankind. And the mankind is to worship Allah. Okay, so this is the goal of our creation. So the next question is, what is the meaning of worshiping Allah? This is very important, sisters. And I want to tell you, sisters, when you have this knowledge regarding worshipping of Allah, regarding my goal in this worldly life, regarding guidance, this will help you all the time to feel that I am on the right path. I have a goal in this life. I must be patient. I must have good manners. I must accept the decree of Allah. This will help you to live the worldly life. When you know about the worshipping of Allah and when you know about the other life, this will help you to live the worldly life in the best shape. Okay, and inshallah we will learn this inshallah with the classes. So what is the meaning of worshipping of Allah? I will ask you, Safiya, what is the meaning of worshipping of Allah? To worship Allah, what is the meaning of to worship Allah?
If you know. To not associate Him with any other.
Okay, this is to worship Allah alone. Mm-hmm. But to worship Allah now, alone, okay. To have no partners with Allah. But what is the meaning of worship of Allah?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But you can say what you have, no problem. No problem. I will not punish you. Go ahead.
I think it's to follow His orders from the Quran to offer salah, to follow the five principles of Islam.
Okay. Thank you. The five pillars of Islam. Okay. Do you have any answers?
Follow the orders of Allah and stay away from the prohibition.
What He prohibits?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, sister, يعني جزاكم الله خير. Okay, but I want to tell you about worship of Allah. Okay, so that you know, we will realize how Allah is the most merciful. Okay, the meaning of worshiping of Allah, it is not the five pillars of Islam. You know, worshiping of Allah, the Almighty, is every word and every deed. You do it for the sake of Allah. When you clean your house, this is an act of worship. When you are nice with your husband, this is an act of worship. When you eat for the sake of being strong, this is an act of worship. When you drink, act of worship. Even sleeping is an act of worship. If you are having the intention that I am sleeping so that I will have good health, so that I can do my responsibilities in life. I will give you the details regarding the definition of worshipping of Allah, because inshallah, sister, this will help you all the time to be satisfied that all praise to Allah, I am worshipping Allah day and night. So Allah is pleased with me. So Allah inshallah will answer my call. So inshallah my goals will be a reality. So inshallah paradise will be my final destination. So you will be optimistic all the time. When you feel that I am living my life for the goal day and night. I am worshipping Allah day and night. At the beginning I need all of you again to learn a very important rule from the Holy Quran, which will help you to understand the meaning of worship of Allah. Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 162. Surah number 6, verse number 162. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين.
Say, indeed my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the world.
And the second one, and the next.
No partner has He, and this I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims.
Okay, so actually, sister, this is a command from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to every believer, okay, to say, okay, and to believe that my prayers, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah. This is the meaning of worshipping of Allah. All my deeds are obeying Allah for the sake of Allah, to please Allah, and I will be rewarded from Allah. Okay? No partner has He, and this I have been commanded, and I am the first. This is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He is saying that he was commanded to have this belief, and he is the first of the Muslims. Okay, so this is the meaning of worshipping of Allah. All my deeds are for the sake of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will give you the example. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Striving, okay, in the land seeking the provision. When the husband, okay, because the husband is the head of the family, and if the family needs the wife also to work, okay, to support the family, okay, this will be considered for them an act of worship for the sake of Allah. Okay, under two conditions, which I will mention the conditions next week, inshallah. But in when you strive for to seek your provision, okay, halal provision, Allah will accept this from you as an act of worship. So the 8 hours which everyone stayed in the work, they will be considered for him, okay, if he is doing the work according to the rules of Allah, no cheating, no lying, okay, working for the benefit of the work, not for his own benefit, okay, Allah will consider it for him an act of worship, okay. This is number one. We will recite about this fact from Surah number 67, verse number 15, so that when you go home, you give the glad tidings to your husband and you tell him, my husband, Allah will accept from you all your time you spend at work as an act of worship. So inshallah your husband will be happy with you and you will be satisfied with your marriage. Okay. Surah number 67, verse number 15. Are you listening? Surah number 67, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 15. Okay, Hanin, you will be the one to read. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 67, verse number 15.
Read the meaning.
I can read it in English. I will read it in Arabic. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور.
It is he who made the earth tame for you, so walk among its slopes and eat of his provision, and to him is the resurrection.
So this is the command from Allah to try your best for the sake of having the provision, earning the provision, and Allah, inshallah, will consider it for you an act of worship. Now, I will give you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, another example about the acts of worship, which is sleeping. Okay, when you sleep, okay, having the intention that I am gathering my strength, I am getting all the strength to worship Allah, one of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, companions, they said, I seek reward for my sleep just as I seek reward for praying night prayer. You see, Allah will reward you when you sleep, okay, and Allah will consider it for you an act of worship, which is equal to the reward which you will have it when you pray at night. The difficult prayer at night, you know, to leave your bed and to wake up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, to stand calling on Allah and reciting the Quran, okay, as Allah will reward for the prayer, Allah will reward you for the sleeping, when inshallah you will fulfill the two conditions which I will clarify to you in details next week. Indeed, the believer is not content unless his pleasure in eating, drinking, and marriage are all counted in the scale of the good deeds, acts of worship. Okay, your marriage actually is an act of worship. We must know this fact, okay, sister, and this is the fact which is the base or the most important regarding why I must struggle to have a successful marriage. Not for the sake of having, you know, only a good relation with my husband or a happy life. No, because marriage is an act of worship. And I want to be successful in that act of worship because Allah will reward you in every minute you spend in your marriage having the intention that, oh Allah, I am sacrificing, I am patient, I am trying my best, I am doing all my responsibilities for your sake. Your marriage is an act of worship, and actually, because this is one of the trusts and responsibilities in our life, we will recite now about our responsibilities in this worldly life, because your responsibilities are considered acts of worship. When you fulfill your responsibilities, you are doing acts of worship, inshallah, you are highly rewarded. So consider the marriage as an act of worship, which you will be highly rewarded for it. So whatever I sacrifice during my marriage, no problem. It is not for nothing. And it is not for the worldly life. I will be highly rewarded for it on the day of judgment, inshallah. We will recite about our trust and our responsibilities in the worldly life, which most of the Muslims are not aware of, from Surah number 4, verse number 58. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha. Actually, I will read it in English because it is the only first part of the verse. Indeed, Allah commands you to render trusts to whom they are due. Okay? So this is to render trusts to whom they are due. Okay? So this is the trust of your husband, this is the trust of your parents, this is the trust of your kids, this is the trust of your religion, this is the trust of the other Muslims, this is the trust of all the human beings. They are all trust and they all have rights on you. Okay? When you fulfill your trust, this is equal to acts of worship. Allah will reward you. So your marriage is an act of worship. Your relation with Allah, with your husband, is an act of worship. Raising kids, act of worship. Taking care of your old parents, acts of worship. Having good manners with all the human beings, Muslims and non-Muslims, is an act of worship. So this is how, sisters, Rahim, how Allah, the most merciful, is opening the gate for everyone to have reward from the minute you wake up until the next day, the 24 hours. Okay, you are rewarded the 24 hours, not only the 18 hours when you wake up and not the when you are sleeping. No, the whole 24 hours you will be rewarded. The whole 24 hours can be considered for you an act of worship, so long you are having the intention. This is the first condition, which I will clarify it, inshallah, in details next week. Since you have the intention that, oh Allah, I am doing all of these acts, obeying your commands, fulfilling my trust, looking for your reward only. I am not looking for a reward from anyone. I am the best wife for the sake of Allah, and my reward is from Allah. I am the best daughter and the best kid regarding my parents for the sake of Allah. My reward is only from Allah. Why? Because this is an act of worship to Allah, and Allah doesn't accept any partners. The meaning of these sisters is that, and I will clarify to you this about the sincerity in the acts more next week. Let me give you more examples and more forms of the acts of worship of Allah. Seeking knowledge is one of the highest types of worship of Allah. When you come to the class, having the intention that I want to learn the book of Allah, I want to learn the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, I want to learn about my religion, I want to learn what I am commanded for, what I am prohibited from, Allah will consider for you from the second you leave the place where you were until, inshallah, you return back. All this time is equal to an act of worship, because you are seeking the knowledge. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told or said to his companion that seeking knowledge is a religious duty on every Muslim. And again, sister, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said seeking knowledge for 1 hour is better than praying for 70 years. You see, sister, this is a very important fact, which most of the Muslims are neglecting 100%. Seeking knowledge for one hour, is better than praying for 70 years. And when you ask sisters why Allah is giving this very high reward for seeking the knowledge, why, sisters? Because if you don't have the knowledge, how you will worship Allah? Okay? Many people have wrong ways of worshiping Allah. Many people are confused about the meaning of the Holy Quran. Most of the Muslims are confused about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When you ask them about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they will tell you Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, alhamdulillah, he is the one who married many wives, and he is the one who is with marriage of 4 wives in Islam. All praise to Allah. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. 4 wives. Like our Prophet. I want to marry second time, third time. Why, brother? Like my Prophet. Okay.
Okay.
This is why the Islam is deteriorating every day. Because of the lack of knowledge. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was marrying to teach the people whom to marry. He married the widow. He married the one who was divorced. He married the very young. He married the very old. He was giving the examples. He was teaching about whom to marry. Not for the sake of marriage. So if you ask them, who is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they will not tell you. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the mercy on the earth. And actually, sisters, I will repeat again the classes about how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was treating his wife. You can't imagine. You can't imagine how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sacrificing for his wife. When he was marrying Sayyida Aisha, the young one, okay, or the youngest, and once she had some of her friends at home, and they were making a lot of noise, her father told her, say to your friends to stop making noise, because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was sleeping and covering his head. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he raised the cover and tell him, no, Abu Bakr, let her enjoy the time with her friends. For me, no problem. This is Prophet Muhammad. Who knows about this? Nobody knows. But we know the four wives. This is the most important. This is why seeking knowledge for 1 hour is better than praying for 70 years. Because where is the correct knowledge in Islam? Who knows the correct knowledge? The correct knowledge is in the Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When we teach the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as we are supposed to learn it. So seeking knowledge is one of the highest types of worship of Allah. Social cooperation. Okay? Yes. Social cooperation. Social cooperation are part of worship when you do it for the sake of Allah. What is the meaning of this? Receiving your friend with a smile is a type of charity. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, when you receive your friend or your sister and brother with a sister and brother in Islam or any human being. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, تَبَسَّمُكَ فِي وَكْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَ. Okay, when you smile, it is a type of charity. You will be rewarded for the smile. It is an act of worship. Okay, sister, this is how knowledge is very important. When you meet other Muslims, when you meet any human being, try to have a smile and say to yourself, it is not for nothing. Okay, I will receive. I will take something. I am not giving a smile because, you know, I am aged. No, I am giving the smile because I am the winner. I will be rewarded from Allah. It is an act of charity. Removing an obstacle from the road is a charity. Okay, this is how the community is supposed to be. Okay, if you want to say
I just have a question. If you get rewarded for smiling, if you don't smile, is there...
No, if you don't smile, this, you know, and you will not be rewarded. Okay? This is number one. And, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is the manners of the Prophet. We are supposed to smile. Okay? Because our Prophet was smiling all the time. Okay? So if I am following the manners and, you know, the way of Prophet Muhammad, I am all the time must be smiling. And I tell you one thing, you are smiling because you have mental peace. Okay, you always smile when you have mental peace. And if you are, inshallah, in a good relation with Allah, and if you believe that I am rewarded for every deed, I will be all the time happy. Because from the minute I wake up in the morning, all praise to Allah. My scale is increasing. My good deeds, the number of my good deeds are increased. So I am most of the time in a good shape, alhamdulillah. Until I come in contact with the selfish human being, okay, this is what is happening to me, to tell you the truth, okay, I stop smiling. Then again, I separate from the selfish human beings and I live with the Quran, I start smiling. Okay, this is my personal experience. Okay, I can smile, I can be happy, I am in a good shape, so long I am away from the selfish human beings whom they are always around. And you know the definition of the selfish human being, you know, maybe it differs from one to one, but the selfish human being is the one who has the flesh on herself. She doesn't have the feelings of the other. I must have the feelings of the other. I must feel that sister, for example, Farida is suffering for her with her son. May Allah reward her more and more and more than every one of us. Because, you know, she is struggling to attend the class. There are hundreds of sisters whom they can come and attend the class very simply. So why sister Farida is suffering all of this? You know, this is how I highly appreciate, and Allah highly, inshallah, appreciate what she is doing. Okay? This is how, you know, why living with the selfish people, you know, will for a very sensitive person, it's very difficult. Why the people are not having the feelings of the others? Why? You know, this is the house of Allah. We are in America. If we will not come to the house of Allah, who will come to the house of Allah? Who will put the light in the house of Allah? How the Muslims will know each other? How we can support? Who will recite the Quran? Who will teach the Quran? This is why I always feel that most of the human beings are selfish. You know, because if I am not selfish, Allah will be number one. If there is anything in the masjid, not my class, and I can come, I must come. For the sake of Allah. Then, for the sake of the masjid. Then, for the sake of the Muslims. What about myself? Myself is at the bottom. Because I am not selfish. This is the definition of selfishness. Otherwise, if all of you will not come, the class will be stopped. There will be no class. But actually for me, I came many times and I record the class alone. Yes, many times, no problem. Yes, because there must be light in the masjid. Someone must come and put the light on. Someone must come and recite the Quran loudly in the masjid. Okay? So this is actually the definition of selfishness. I must think of the other priorities. I must think of my religion, the importance of my religion. Okay? So this is why I consider most of the Muslims are selfish, because they don't care for their religion. You know, especially if we are in America. Okay? Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. In America, we have a lot of masjids. There are places in America there is no masjid. So if we have a masjid, and we have a classroom, and we have air condition, and we have light, and we have the welcoming us, then we don't come. This is selfishness or not? This is the reality of the selfishness, sisters, you know. I am not telling you this so that you will come to the class. No, but this is your responsibility regarding your religion. This is the most important. When you know your responsibility regarding your religion, regarding Allah, it will be very easy for you to fulfill all your responsibilities. Very easy. For your marriage with your kids, with the others, to sacrifice, to tolerate, to be patient, it will be very easy. But the most important is your trust regarding your religion. Let us now continue and learn about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am about to finish. I think I finished already. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So at the end, let us again remember the definition of worship in Islam. Actually, it means that all actions and sayings which are commanded by Allah, all our life can be considered an act of worship, okay, so long we fulfill the two conditions for acceptance. And regarding these two conditions, inshallah, we will learn them next week. Okay, and then we will start the classes of trust in Allah, inshallah. Again and again, sisters, I want you to be thankful to Allah the Almighty that He sent you to His house. Because Allah will not accept anyone in His house. I want you to know this fact, because all praise to Allah. I am living in the houses of Allah now more than 11 years. Okay, and I can't enter any masjid. Just to give the class, not to listen to the class, except by the command of Allah, the Almighty. There are many masjids where you cannot, you know, have the opportunity to teach. Okay? But when Allah, the Almighty, okay, planned for you, okay, to teach the Quran, He will open for you all the gates. So long Allah opened for me a gate or a way to come to His house, to learn His knowledge, to become close to Him, to have the reward of being close to His book, to call on Him in His house, this means that Allah is pleased with me. Allah wants to reward me. Allah wants me to be close to Him. And if you are close to Allah, be sure, inshallah, that all the good will be in your way. Even if you feel it, or you don't feel it, but by time, inshallah, you will realize that when I was close to Allah, all praise to Allah. In spite of having problems, or life is difficult, but I was still having mental peace. I was still strong. I was still close to Allah. I was still fulfilling my trust in the worldly life. All praise to Allah. And this is the most difficult nowadays, is to fulfill your trust. Most of the mothers are not fulfilling. Most of the kids are not fulfilling. Most of the wives are not fulfilling. But alhamdulillah, you will be fulfilling so long you are close to Allah and coming to Allah, inshallah. And we'll continue next week, and let us make the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our office bring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Sister Ghada wants to tell you about